Geek Radio Daily for Thursday. That would be Thursday for you nerds out there. December the 17th, 2009, with the Vicar on solo duty today. Yes, indeed. The Bruce taking over duties on the microphone tomorrow. I say duty a lot. Just noticed that. And then the show is going on hiatus, kiddies, for 2 weeks over the holiday season, Christmas week and New Year's week. No show for you. Then in, I believe, on Monday the 4th, we're going to return with this system here with the Bruce and the Vicar breaking up duties day by day until the return of Billy Flynn, the regular program, on Monday the 11th of January. So if you can handle all that duty, you're keeping up nicely. This day, by the way, in 1989, an enormous day in geekdom as the pilot episode of The Simpsons aired in the United States. Birthdays, Penthouse publisher Bob Guccione, born in 1930. Ernie Hudson, he was the Black Ghostbuster. Damn right, born in 45. Eugene Levy, born in 46. Bill Pullman, born in 53. And the delectable Ukrainian-born actress. Some people put air quotes around actress, but I love her. Mia Jovovich. Wow, born on this day in 1975. So, hey, welcome everybody to Thursday. We'll talk about some patio books coming up in just a little bit, because that's what we do on Thursdays. Also, of course, a peek into the mailbag and all that good stuff, too. But, well, let's see. First of all, let's do television pages for tonight, shall we? ABC with a double shot of Grey's Anatomy, their reruns. But if you like the old crying doctors, you'll dig that. Brand new Survivor over on CBS. On the CW, double shot of Vampire Diaries.
One, two shows.
They're reruns. You've seen them before, but whatever. Matrix Reloaded on AMC, same thing. You've kind of seen it before. On BBC America, the truth about online anorexia. What? I don't know. On Bravo, The Real Housewives of Orange County. Episode tonight is called All Girls Weekend. Probably not as good as it sounds. It rarely is. FMC Fox Movie Channel showing the always fun to rewatch Alien Nation from 1988 and the out-damn-standing Thomas Crown remake on the Style Network, which seems odd, but okay. From 1999, that's the Pierce Brosnan remake, and that is on tonight as well.
You've got mail. It's not spam.
Mailbag! Here we go, kiddies. I got a couple of things to read to you. Hey, Vicar, what are you doing? I totally forgot you were on the show. It was weird. And at first, I thought you were Billy, and I wondered what he was doing back already. Maybe it's because I've got new smoke. That's from Adam. Okay. Oh, come on, belt buckle. Oh, brother, where art thou? Had more country music stars involved in a movie since The Amazing Grace that Amy Homewrecker Grant and friends did for Mel Gibson's Maverick 10 years ago. Know your celluloid hillbillies, sir. Love, Sam. I love Oh, Brother. I own Oh, Brother. Are there country stars in that? I don't know. John Turturro is in that. I know that. Is that like Charles Durning? Does he sing country? I don't know. All right. Howdy, Vicar. I like the howdy. That's kind of country music-esque, huh? I dig that. Howdy, Vicar. Thought I'd send some mail for the old mailbox. Thank you so much for keeping GRD going while Billy Flynn and Flintsters are out for the holidays. I need something to listen to while I'm filing at work, and GRD hasn't failed me yet. Well, that's beautiful. I like to hear that. By the way, Stuart Townsend didn't actually film for Lord of the Rings. Okay, there we go. I knew it was something like that. I knew he was going to be the Viggo role. He was going to be Aragorn. I thought he filmed a couple days, but no. Amber corrects me and says no. They called Mortensen 3 days before Aragorn's first scene, so he arrived like the next day. So, okay, I kind of remember that now that you say it, because the Vicarist and I did watch those, what do you call them, those behind-the-scenes who's it. So there you go. Keep making mine, GRD Amber. Well, thank you, Amber. I am exhausted this morning, so in case you can't tell, I am a little slow, and the show as such is going to be a little fast this morning. But even though I am feeling poly, you people, that's right, I love you, okay? Inappropriately sometimes. You got me there? Nice. All right, so I'm doing this show for you anyway. Listen, if you want to send some mail to us, you can do so. Podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, The Bruce, Flinstress, at GeekRadioDaily.com. In the meantime, we're coming back in 1 minute with your geeky news and patio books right here on this here, where the hell are we? 17th day of December. There we go. Episode of Geek Radio Daily.
Hello. This is Johannes Gainsfleisch Zurladen Zum Gutenberg, the inventor of printing press, movable type, and beer. After I invented the beer, I printed the Bible just to hedge my bets. One thing I did not invent was thepodiobooks.com. I think you need the Apple Pod or a computation device to listen to this podiobook thing. Many famous authors, none as famous as me, of course, have their work published over there for free download. My Bible and beer you need to pay for, of course. Audiobooks.com. The future of audio movable type in your ear. Audiobooks.com.
Geek Radio Daily, Thursday, December the 17th, 2009. It is a Vicarlicious weekend eve here together. You and I and several thousand of our closest friends worldwide who make up the GRD Nation. We're it proud, people. We're it proud.
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
Patio books, boys and girls, here's what we got brand spanking new this week. Will there be spanking? I don't know. Stay tuned. We'll find out. Eugene Fairfield's Three Dooms of America is complete in four episodes. Three stories of the end of American society from Tuesday the 11th of September into the near future. Shock and Awe, The Greening of Blue England, and Spider's Dreams. Those are the names of the stories that make that up. J.R. Murdoch's V&A Shipping is out. This is cool. Vic and Argmon, it's his name, are just trying to make a simple delivery, albeit while being chased by the local fuzz. They pick up an unexpected stowaway on their planet to... On their planet-to-planet run, Joey, the unwitting stowaway, is thrust into space and must deal with not only being in space, but with all the alien creatures aboard the SS Acid Rat. Ugh. Also, Michelle M. Welch's Time... Pardon me. I told you people, I'm tired. I need buckets of coffee. Michelle M. Welch's Theme and Variations, 8-episode compilation of short stories, is complete. You can check that out at patiobooks.com as well. Michelle M. Welch's Theme and Variations, J.R. Murdoch's V&A Shipping, and Eugene Fairfield's Three Dooms of America. Just some of the new stuff this week over there. It's free. It's awesome. As soon as you finish listening to the show, take your key tapping fingers right on over to patiobooks.com.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek news! All the news that's fit to geek. It doesn't make sense, but... Again, I'm tired, and normally I'm heavily medicated as well, so that doesn't help. Here's what's going on in the news today, kiddies. From IGN, NPD Group has released the top 10 game console software sales for 09. Coming in at number 10, you got the new Super Mario Brothers for the Wii, Madden NFL 10 at number 9, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 at number 8, Pokemon Platinum for the DS at number 7, Halo 3 at number 6, really, for the Xbox 360. Wii Play with Remote at number 5, Wii Mario Kart at number 4, Wii Sports Resort at number 3, Wii Fit at number 2. Do you see a trend here? Way to go, Wii. And then at the number 1 slot for the year, according to NPD, number 1, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 for the Xbox 360. Newsarama reports Marvel has deemed Matt Fraction worthy. He shall now lift Mjolnir as the next writer of the Thor ongoing. I'm recording at the Vicarage. The Vicaress is present, wearing her jammies, which I really like, and she's giving me that, oh my god, you're a nerd look at the Mjolnir story. Leave me alone! Don't judge me. Yes, the Los Angeles Times confirmed with Matt Fraction he'll be working on the book following the success of his Ages of Thunder series. No word yet on who's going to be the artist. So there you go, I'm a Matt Fraction fan, that's pretty cool. Slice of Sci-Fi reporting director Guillermo del Toro says when it comes to casting his upcoming two-part Hobbit, he wants several of the actors from Peter Jackson's original trilogy. Well, yeah, one of them, Ian McKellen as Gandalf, another Andy Serkis as Gollum. Well, that makes sense. Del Toro says he can't imagine Gollum being played by anyone but Andy, the actor who portrayed the character in the first set of films. Casting underway in New Zealand for extras for the upcoming film, so we'll keep an eye on that as we get a little bit closer. Finally, from Latino Review, Walt Disney Pictures has officially released a brand new trailer for Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland. Johnny Depp, Anne Hathaway picture. It's due out March 2010. Check the link in the show notes if you want to see it. I think it looks effed up, but I'm not a Tim Burton fan. What do I know? I need more sleep, more drugs, now. That's all I'm saying. That's it. Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 U.S. license. Please subscribe through iTunes. Please don't judge based on this program. But drop us a review after Flynn comes back, would you? That'd be great. Send us some mail, okay? Billy Flynn, Vicar, The Bruce, Podcast, Flynnstress at geekradiodaily.com. Check out the store over at cafepress.com. We do have panties. You can get them in time for Christmas. No, probably not at this point. Anyway, happy holidays, kids. See ya!
I'm so lonely, so lonely, so lonely and sad, real lonely.